All right, it's so good to see. It's good to see so many cadet leaders too. Are you still called counselors? Yeah? I used to be a junior. You know that I used to be a cadet. One day I'll show you all my badges. And do you guys still have the shirts like your counselors? Do you have like those shirts with the... No, it's the new t-shirts now. I'll have to get one of those t-shirts. How about that? Do you have like a size big for me? Size really big? Yeah? All right. Well, you'll have to look in your closet and see if I can borrow that. Well, last week it was gems, and this week it is cadets, and we're just hearing about all these great things, and I enjoyed watching all the pictures to see all the great stuff that you guys do, and now I'm kind of left in trouble because I don't know which club I want to join. So I heard, and I saw then, did I hear right that you guys did Cub car races last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I do kind of like cars, so I think I'm going to have to disappoint the gyms. And I'm probably just going to join the cadet club. So, all right. All joking aside, it was nice to hear what you guys do in your club meetings throughout the year, and I thank you for sharing that with us and showing us. It makes us all kind of jealous and wish that we all had these kind of clubs and activities. So adults, we need to kind of get our stuff together and maybe do some fun stuff too. Men's clubs, women's clubs. The ladies do a little better at this than the men. So men, let's step up and come with some creative ideas. Because we want these boys, when they grow up, they should also have a club, don't you think? When they're a little bit older, to join and continue to do fun things. How about that? Do you think that's a good idea? Yeah, I think so. All right. So we've heard from you, and now we're going to take some time to hear from God. So when we read the Bible, it is kind of like hearing from God, because that's the way God speaks to us, right? God kind of writes us a letter, just like maybe, do your mom and dad ever go on vacation on a trip without you guys? Do your parents do that? Yeah, how dare they do that? But when they go and then they leave you with grandpa and grandma maybe, yeah, and maybe they send you like a card. So they don't even do that. Well, I'm going to have to talk to your mom and dad to make sure that next time they're going to do that. All right. The cadet theme for this year was amazing. So God is amazing. The things he does are amazing. The things that he has made are amazing. And that's why we can enjoy so many things in your club, because you can go out there and do all these amazing things. You guys have amazing counselors. Cadets is just an amazing club, don't you think? Yeah? Let's hear it for cadets. Oh, boy. That was pretty poor. Okay. I know most of the time you have to be quiet in church, but this time I want you to raise the roof. All right? So, how amazing is cadets? Is cadets amazing?
Yeah!
There we go. That was better. All right. That woke everybody up. So this morning we are going to read about an amazing story in the Bible where Jesus does something amazing. It is found in John 6, 1 through 14, like 14 verses. It's a little bit long, and I heard that one of the cadets is going to read the whole thing by himself. I thought that you guys would like share it, but nope, one of you is courageous enough to read the whole thing. Now, adults, all the people in the congregation, remember when the cadet is reading this, John 6, 1 through 14, it is God's word to us. So even though a cadet is reading it, this is a time that we bow down so we just probably need to pray before the cadet comes up and reads it, so that we can understand it. All right, so let's pray for a moment together. Lord, as we hear from you, as we read your Bible, would you just help us to? The words can be quite tricky and difficult sometimes, and sometimes we don't quite know how to understand it. And so we just ask that you help the pastor as he explains and help us as we hear those words so that we may understand what you are trying to say to us this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So it's a story about Jesus feeding 5,000. John 6, 1 through 14. And who's the courageous one? You're the courageous one. All right. Let's come up and read John 6.
Jesus feeds the 5,000. After this, Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, some call it Tiberias. A huge crowd followed him, attracted by the miracles they had seen him do among the sick. When he got to the other side, he climbed a hill and sat down, surrounded by his disciples. It was nearly time for the feast of Passover, kept annually by the Jews. When Jesus looked out and saw that a large crowd had arrived, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread to feed these people?" He said this to stretch Philip's faith. He already knew what he was going to do. Philip answered, 200 silver pieces wouldn't be enough to buy bread for each person to get a piece. One of the disciples, it was Andrew, his brother to Simon Peter, said, "There's a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but that's a drop in the bucket for a crowd like this." Jesus said, "Make the people sit down. There was a nice carpet of green grass in this place." They sat down, about 5,000 of them. Then Jesus took the bread, and having given thanks, gave it to those who were seated. He did the same with the fish. All ate as much as they wanted. When the people had eaten their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the leftovers so nothing is wasted." They went to work and filled 12 large baskets with leftovers from the 5 barley loaves. The people realized that God was at work among them and what Jesus had just done. They said, "This is the prophet for sure, God's prophet right here in Galilee."
Thank you. You read that very well. I'll have to remember. Maybe if I have another reading in the future, I can call on you anytime. Maybe not. All right. Oh, my papers. I have a little bit of a dry mouth this morning. Does that ever happen to you? All right. Okay. We read the story of Jesus feeding 5,000 people. You probably heard, did you hear the story before today? You probably heard it before, right? It's not a new story. Now, these people, they had come to hear Jesus preach, right? So Jesus was going around and he was telling stories, and the people loved his stories, and so they all gathered. And besides that, they also came because some people said that Jesus could do miraculous things. What is miraculous? Miracles. Do you know what those are? They're what? Amazing things. See, there's that word again. Amazing things. Jesus did amazing things that no ordinary person could do. And so sometimes people would bring a sick person and Jesus would put his hand and he would be healed and it was crazy. Like even when you think about, so here's Jesus and all these people have come to hear him and to see him. And now the other thing about Jesus is Jesus didn't come to a church like this and stand behind this pulpit and start sharing a story. Jesus would just be walking around the city and he would find like a park or he would find an empty space and he would go to the river valley in Edmonton and he would just start talking and then the people that were walking there and biking there and whatever, they would just all come. Now, wouldn't that be great if you could just like instead of coming to church, you would have to like play hide and go seek. Let's see where the pastor is. Yeah, that would be kind of cool. But so anyway, here's Jesus. And So Jesus comes, and many people come, and then he decides to give them all food. And so he feeds 5,000 people. Wait a minute, 5,000 people? What? How many did the Bible say? 5,000? Are you kidding me? Now, that can't be. Do you know how many 5,000 is? Let's think about that. How many people in your family?
Six?
That's not quite 5,000. How many people in your family?
Five.
That's even fewer. How many? Do you anybody have more than five or six in their family? Are we counting extended family? That's a good question. First, hang on to that. How many people in your family?
Nine.
Wow. We're getting closer to 5,000. And now you want to count your extended family? Lots more. Okay, lots more. So 5,000. Let's think about 5,000, because that's a lot of people to feed. How many of you go to school in a school bus? Just one. Two. You do use a school bus. Now, a school bus, I looked it up, and you have different sizes. Some school buses are small, some are big. But school buses, about six, if you have a big one, you have about 6 to 7 kids in there. Right? Yeah, you can have that many. If you have a really long bus, you can have that many. But usually there's fewer. You know that 5,000 people, you would need about 80 buses to fill them all of people. And Jesus said, let's all go to the drive-thru in McDonald's. Can you imagine 80 buses going through the drive-thru McDonald's? Wow. That would be crazy. Yeah, right. So 5,000 is a lot. And what about a boat? Have you guys ever seen a boat like that?
Yeah.
What's that called? A cruise ship, right? And a cruise ship, if you have like a big cruise ship, and now they make them even bigger, but a cruise ship it has about 5,000 people. And do you know that those cruise ships, they have like 4 or 5 restaurants inside the ship? And imagine Jesus fed 5,000. It's like he went into the ship and he says, I'm going to feed all of you guys. Isn't that amazing? I was in Vancouver once and I saw a big ship in the harbor, and there was like a semi-truck standing beside, and the semi-truck looked like a toy because that ship was huge. How many of you been to West Edmonton Mall? The water park. Have you been in a water park?
No.
Water park. You know, have you ever seen it? Like maybe look through the window at the West Edmonton Mall? Yeah. That place can have about 5,000. If the capacity of the water park is 5,000 people. Now, that's a lot of people. Just imagine if you bought everybody in the water park a hamburger or a hot dog. Wow, that's a lot. That's feeding a lot of people. So 5,000 people is just a lot and lot, a lot of people. And Jesus fed all of them. That's pretty. What word would you use to respond to that? Amazing. You got it. You guys are good. You're teaching the adults here. When the pastor asks a question, he expects an answer, and you guys were like, boom, you're right there. So that's good. All right. So 5,000 people. Imagine that. They're sitting in the park. Do you know what's even more amazing? God, yes, absolutely. God is even much more amazing than that. But what's more amazing about this story, yeah?
Is that Jesus died on the cross?
Well, that's an amazing. These guys are amazing. You guys are amazing. You know your Bible. But if you think just about the story, what is amazing? There's 5,000 people, and what's amazing? Did they have a McDonald's back then?
No,
they didn't. So what's amazing? There was 12 baskets. This guy is like way ahead of me. Yeah.
There's only 3 pieces of bread and 2 pieces.
Right? It's crazy. You know what he used to feed the people? He used 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
And they had more than 1
fish. Fishes or fish?
Fishes.
Fishes? I don't know. Whatever. I'm not very good at English. But, so, here's 5 loaves. Check. There's 2 fishes.
Fishes.
Now that's amazing. That this is all Jesus had, and he fed 5,000 people. Huh. That's just crazy. Am I allowed to say crazy in church? Now, the fish didn't even look very big. Do you guys ever go fishing on your campouts with the cadets? Or do you go fishing? Yeah? Or maybe not with cadets, but you go fishing with your dad or your mom, maybe. All right. Well, I think that those fish and that bread, if you had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, do you think it would even feed the people that you invite to your birthday party?
No.
You wouldn't even feed those. Would the kids really appreciate it if you give them 5 loaves and 2 fishes?
No.
No, they'd probably be looking for something else, but maybe cake. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting off track. Back to the story. So help me to remember the story, okay? So we know that there were 5,000 people there. Oh, hello? Well, the people didn't show up. I had a whole bunch of people there. All the people disappeared. Maybe they went to the Oilers game. I don't know. So imagine, now you have to imagine, because there were a lot of people there and I don't see them. So I must have done something wrong. So there's 5,000 people there. Who else was in the story?
Jesus,
exactly. And they were there to see Jesus because they heard that Jesus could do miracles. He healed people who were sick. Some of them hadn't been able to walk for like many years, and then Jesus came and then he healed them. So everybody was curious. Everybody wanted to know, to see if it was true that Jesus could do amazing things. So the crowd gathered and more people came. And who was with Jesus? Because somebody already before said something like that. Who was with him?
Philip.
Philip? Right. You named one disciple. But was there only Philip? Right? No, his disciples were with him. All the people are there, but they're hiding behind the bushes. So you have to imagine that the people are there too. So how many disciples were there?
12
disciples. And let me see, was there somebody else in the story as well? Do you remember what? Well, exactly, the guy who owned the 5 loaves of bread. So there was this little boy, and he had a basket, he had 5 loaves, and he had 2 fishes. Right. So Jesus is there, 5,000 people are hungry, Jesus has 12 disciples, and then let's see what happened again. Now, if you look at all the people in the story, so they have 5,000 people, you have Jesus, you have 12 disciples, you have a little kid. How many of you read stories at home? You read? Now, every story usually has like a main character. Sometimes we call him a hero, right? So who do you think is the hero in this story? Jesus. Well, that's a pretty good answer. Yeah. I think Jesus is probably the hero. He did an amazing thing. Remember, he fed the people. So I think you're probably right. But you know what? I think that there's probably more than one hero in this story.
The boy.
The boy. Let's consider that. That's right. If he didn't have the food, then Jesus would not have been able to share all these pieces to everybody. So maybe there's two heroes in this story. All right. So here we are. Let's go back to the story again for a moment. So I have to see where I'm at. Jesus and his disciple, 5,000 people. Let's see if the 5,000 people show up. It showed up this time. Here they are. There's 5,000 people, right? And so Jesus says, what am I going to do with all these hungry people? Because if they're hungry, they're not going to listen to me. So I better give them something to eat. So what happens? Well, Jesus looked, the Bible says, out, and he saw a large crowd that had arrived, and he said to Philip, you were right. He said to Philip, where can we buy bread to feed all these people? Now, imagine going to the water park, and there's 5,000 people in there. And your dad says, where are we going to find enough hamburgers to feed all these people in a water park? Now, you would probably think maybe somebody hit him in the wave pool with the elbow and he was a little confused. How can you feed 5,000 people in the water park? So, and that's kind of what Philip thought, right? So what does Philip answer? But Jesus knew. Why did Jesus ask Philip that? Did he think that Philip was going to feed all of them? That he was going to take out his wallet and say, oh, no problem, I'll buy them all. To stretch his faith. What does it mean to stretch your faith? Yeah, you see, that's why Bible stories can be a little difficult. Because it clearly says he said this to stretch Philip's faith. Stretch. Maybe another word that you can think of is to test his faith. To grow his faith, that is also stretching. And maybe to test it, he wanted to put him to the test. Remember, Jesus was a teacher. Do you guys have teachers at school?
Yeah.
So, like Mr. Wallace and Miss Knoll, and there's all kinds of teachers that at your school, maybe, right? And sometimes they even do all this mean stuff. They give you tests. And that's not really mean, but sometimes it feels when you haven't prepared. But so Jesus knew that Philip was going to have trouble with feeding 5,000 people, right? So he was going to see how Philip would respond to him, because Philip was his student. All right, so how does Philip respond? Do you remember? Do you remember what Philip said?
How are we going to do that?
He said, 200 silver pieces wouldn't be enough to buy bread for each person to get just one piece. In other words, he was saying, Jesus, come on. How many of you have 200 silver pieces? How many of you have one silver piece? You have one? Oh, yeah, I'm going to come to your house and see it. But you know, 200 silver pieces, you know, you would have to work about 8 months to get that much. Every day you'd have to work. You'd have to go to work in the morning. You'd come back and you'd have to save that. You shouldn't use any of it to buy candies or whatever. And you would have to save it for 8 months. Then you would have 200 silver pieces. Then you could go out. So you could, this is an idea. You could tell the people that were hungry, you say, wait, I'll be right back.
8 months.
Okay. Right. 8 months later, I got it. How many people do you think would be left?
None.
Right. Nobody would be left. So Philip was saying, look, Jesus, come on. This is just not right. This is impossible. This is impossible. So now what do we do? I have to go back to my notes because I don't know what comes next. And then, What happens then? Hello? Out of the crowd, out of all those people, comes a little boy. And he says, "Here." In his basket, there were 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Fish, whatever. Do you think that this boy bought them for himself?
No.
I think that probably his mom sent them out. If you guys had some money, how many of you would go to the corner store and buy fish?
No.
No way. I ain't buying fish. No way. I can think of a lot better things to buy than fish. So most likely what happened is that his mom had sent him to get some ingredients, some groceries for the family, and then she would cook that up and she would use it for the family, right? And so this boy was probably had picked up the groceries, and then he saw all these people and he thought, I wonder what's happening there. And so he went there, and then that's how the story happened. And so now Jesus is looking for food. So what does the boy do? He says, I have some food. All the adults there were saying, no, that's impossible. You can't feed that many people. And there was only one who said, I have some food. You can use this. You can use this food. He didn't even think that maybe, what if he would come home, he would give away his food, and his mom said, didn't I send you food to the grocery store? But he didn't think about that. He said, Jesus needs this, so I'm going to give it to him. That's what happened in the story. Now imagine, Jesus, by the way, Jesus knew that this boy would show up, right? Remember what the Bible said? Jesus knew that Philip was not going to be able to feed all these people, but Jesus also knew that this boy would come, right? All right. Now, imagine, what is that?
The Oilers game.
Yeah, that's right. Have you ever been to a hockey game? Like an Oilers game, maybe? Ooh, right. Now, my dad didn't like hockey very much, but he wouldn't take me to an Oilers game, but he would take me to an auction. You know what an auction is? Where they sell stuff and go. And then I always wanted to go with him because when my dad took me to the auction, he would always give me a treat. So he would buy me like ice cream or a hamburger, or sometimes he would buy me like a hot dog and a Coke. Now imagine you were at an Oilers game, and your dad bought you a hot dog and a Coke, and you said, boy, these people look hungry. So I'm going to give them, I'm going to share my hot dog and my Coke with them. And you start going through the aisles, one by one. You want a piece of my hot dog? You want some Coke? Here. How far do you think you would get in the stadium? Yeah, you wouldn't get very far. But what if you had 2 hot dogs and 5 Cokes? You still wouldn't get very far, would you? Only if you had Jesus sitting in the seat beside you. Yeah, that's a good point, and I didn't think of that. It reminds me of another story. There was a boy and had been to a hockey game with his mom and dad. And then as they were driving home, he looked outside his window in the car and he saw all these people in the street in Edmonton. And he saw that they were wandering the street and they looked hungry. They looked like they didn't have a place to live. And the boy felt so bad. He said, you know, it's not fair. I'm going to a hockey game and these people don't have anything to eat. So he said, Dad, I want to feed these people. And Dad kind of laughed and he said, well, you can't feed these people. He says, but I have money. He says, I want to use my money to feed the people that I saw in the street. And so he went home and he broke open the box that he had kept his money in. He had been saving for a bike. And Dad says, how much money do you have? And he started counting all the coins. And he had $12.47. He says, I want to feed all the people on the street in Edmonton with this. That's not going to work. That's what Philip said. In the story, he says, that's not going to work, Jesus. But this boy, you know what it said in the story? Jesus knew what would happen then. So way back then, Jesus knew that Philip said, this is not going to work. He knew that the boy would come and give his 5 loaves of bread. Well, you know what? Nothing is different today because Jesus knows what happens here and now too. He knows what happens to us, and he knows when you're feeling sad. He knows when you have trouble, and he says, I'll be there for you. And what's more than that, Jesus knows you. And you? I don't know all your names, sorry. Otherwise, okay, I'm going to do this. Jesus knows your name.
Lewis.
Jesus knows shall we include the counselors?
Gordon, Mel, Bruce, John.
And we could go through the whole church and Jesus would know all these names. Jesus knows that today too. He knows you. Do you think that you could do what that boy did? Yeah, do you think that if Jesus asked you to do something, do you say, would you be like Philip and say, oh, I can't do that? Or would you have enough faith like the little boy who says, here, I have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And even though it doesn't make any sense, you say, no, that'll never work. And what happened? Jesus made it work. That's amazing. I can't remember what the next slide is. Oh, last week. No, let's first read this. You know, the Bible is a very crazy book in a sense because it teaches us some surprising and some amazing things. Listen to what Jesus said to people. He said, Jesus called a little child to come. Do you want to play the role of a little child? You're not a little... Oh, who wants to be the little child? Yeah, you're going to be the little child. Jesus comes and he says, come to me, little child. You have to pretend you're a little child. All right. And he stood the child in front of all the people that followed him. All these people. Pretend I'm Jesus and you're the little child. And he's all these people. And he said, the truth is, you guys must all change and become like this little child. If you don't do this, you will never enter God's kingdom. The greatest person in God's kingdom, this one right here, is the one who makes himself humble. Like, hey, this is kind of handy. Who makes himself humble like this little child. Now, were you guys here last week? Thank you, little child. Were you guys here last week in the GEM service? Do you remember what I asked the GEMs to do at the end of the service? You don't remember? I asked them all to get up on the pew and stand on there and look that way. So I want you to do that too, because it wouldn't be fair if you didn't get to do that. Your parents always say, don't climb on the furniture. So, but I'm saying you can stand on the pews. Okay? All the boys, all the cadets stand on the pews. All right. Here's the deal, parents. Here's the deal, church. Do you see all these boys here? Hello. Okay, yeah, so you see all these boys. Do you believe that Jesus can do great things through these boys?
Yes.
If you believe that this can happen, maybe some of you need to think about it. I'm going to ask you, if you're going to help them, because sometimes they do need help when they're doing Jesus things, If you're willing to help these boys doing things for Jesus, think about this. Maybe you can pray for them. Maybe you can support their cadet club. Maybe you can write, say, hey, is there anything I can do for you? If you're willing to do that for these boys, can you stand up one by one? If you're not willing, just stay in your seat. Now, look at all these. Look at all these guys. Isn't that amazing? All these people in church, Jesus says, you guys need to take an example from these boys. Are you listening? You guys need to take example from these boys, because sometimes their faith is even bigger than the faith of big people. And that's the thing that Jesus was teaching also in this story. Okay, everybody sit down. We're almost done. We're almost done. But I don't want to end the sermon like that, even though that's pretty awesome. That's pretty amazing. I have to finish the story, because the story isn't finished. The boy gave away his 5 loaves and his 2 fishes. Imagine if your mom sends you out to get some things for the family, and you come back and there's nothing in your grocery bag. Would you like to go home and say, oh, by the way, what did you do with the money? Say, yeah, honest, mom, I bought bread and I bought fish. Well, where is it? Do you remember what happens in the story? I think one of you guys said it before. Was it you? Another amazing thing. So he has 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and everybody ate as much as they could. Their stomachs were like this by the time they were done. And when everybody ate, was there anything left over? There were 12 baskets of food left over. Wow. So imagine, here's the boy with 5 loaves, 2 fish. And here is Jesus. And Jesus comes. I imagine that Jesus said to the boy, are you the one that gave the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? Guess what? I'm going to send you home with 12 baskets of fish and bread. Can you imagine how surprised mom would be when the boy showed up with 12 baskets of bread? It's like, I can feed the whole neighborhood with this. And that's what happens when we're faithful to Jesus. When we trust Jesus, when we look to Jesus, then Jesus will bless the things that we give to him. How is that? Is that an awesome, amazing story? Okay, let's pray together. God, you are amazing. Thank you for these boys. Thank you for their leaders. Thank you for this church. Help us all to put our faith in your amazing power to do great things. And use each one of us, whether we are boys or girls or older or younger, use us, Jesus, to help the people that you put in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.